Today in Crypto News Flash for Bitcoin for Beginners, my Ether wallet users warned about VPN plugin hack, Binance invests in Malta decentralized bank, crypto trader bets Bitcoin against Warren Buffett. For this and more news, keep on watching. Hello, Adrian here. I am part of the BFB influencer team and welcome to today's episode on July the 12th of 2018. Every weekday, we will give you a short digest of the latest news and developments in cryptocurrency. Click subscribe and press the bell button for instant notifications of our daily news and other content. Give us a like and you can also comment in the live chat with your question or opinion on today's news. Hello to Stephen Randall, I am Satoshi. Hello, hello. Yes, you have your first comment in the live chat. I am Satoshi. Hello. Welcome to the live chat. Let's start with today's news. Well, first of all, take a quick look at the market today. Bitcoin price 6,186, minus 3%. Ethereum price 427, also minus 3%. Total crypto market cap 224 billion. We lost 30 billion in the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance stable at 43.4%. Total 24-hour trading volume is slightly lower at 11.3 billion. Today, the overall market is mostly single-digit red and very few cryptocurrencies are in the green. Going to our first news of today. And it's actually the first news in today's episode is about a security breach that happened three days ago and is related to My Ether Wallet and a popular VPN service named Hola. I do want to mention it anyway to make sure that the news reaches anyone that is potentially affected. My Ether Wallet had tweeted out a warning stating, quote, "If you have Hola Chrome extension installed and used My Ether Wallet within the last 24 hours, please transfer your funds immediately to a brand new account," end quote. And another tweet, quote, "We received a report that suggests Hola Chrome extension was hacked for approximately 5 hours and the attacked was logging your activity on My Ether Wallet," end quote. Hola is a Chrome browser plugin that offers a free VPN service to its users. The service is not without controversy because they admitted in the past to have sold users' bandwidth for giant botnets. My Ether Wallet itself has recently already been in the news because of a DNS hack that had affected My Ether Wallet users directly. In the Hola case, it only involved Hola users that had used My Ether Wallet during the time that the attack took place. It is not clear if any Hola users have lost funds from their Ethereum wallets from My Ether Wallet. So for your security, we highly recommend the following. If you did use the Hola plugin and haven't yet moved your funds to a brand new Ethereum wallet, you should do so as soon as possible. And if you want to use a VPN service, please consider paid services as they tend to be safer. And use a Chrome extension like MetaMask that maintains blacklists of compromised websites and will give you a warning if you happen to land on any. This will provide an extra layer of security. In China, law enforcement agencies have rolled up an online World Cup gambling platform and arrested 540 people involved in the operation. Online gambling is illegal by Chinese law, but that didn't stop the organizers from earning over $1.5 billion worth of cryptocurrency, which the platform accepted as payment method. Gamblers could pay in Bitcoin, Ether, and Litecoin. The platform had more than 330,000 users playing and it achieved its growth mostly because of using a pyramid scheme system to reward users for bringing on more users. Additionally, they also manipulated the odds in the bets to decrease the chance of winning and increasing the platform's profitability. The law enforcers were able to seize the nearly $1.5 billion in cryptocurrency profits. Moving on to the third news item of today, the Australian bank Bank of Queens is prohibiting its customers to use loans for the purchase of cryptocurrencies. The bank has changed its terms of agreement to achieve this. It is expected that the bank has made this move because it may fear the country's potentially upcoming regulations on cryptocurrencies, as the government and central bank are closely watching the crypto industry for that purpose. People borrowing money to buy cryptocurrency might put banks in a liable position if in times of crashing markets people lose their money and aren't able to pay back their loans. For similar reasons, large US banks like JP Morgan Chase have imposed similar rules on credit contract terms. To a certain extent, I can understand that there is a segment in each population that would be better off to be protected against foolish decisions like taking a loan to buy in crypto hoping to get rich overnight. This is something people should never do, and that is what we also always preach in the crypto communities. Do not invest more than you can afford to lose, and especially do not invest with borrowed money. However, in the big bull run late 2017, we noticed that many people were taking out loans anyway to buy crypto, which is, by the way, a typical characteristic of any financial bubble. And of course, all those people are now seriously wrecked. So I do understand such a decision by banks to a certain extent, but I personally do also believe that people should have the right to make their own decisions with their own money. And the fact that those banks are now also monitoring their customers' transactions on being related to crypto is something that starts to feel a lot like censorship. By the way, you can also catch these Crypto News Flash episodes and our other updates on our podcast via our channel anchor.fm/bitcoinforbeginners, and we are also available on Spotify and Google Podcasts. Moving on to the next is other regulations news. As we discussed earlier in another episode of Crypto News Flash, India's central bank had made a victory in court to maintain its order to ban banks from doing business with cryptocurrency services and exchanges. This order has seriously crippled the crypto ecosystem in India, as you can imagine. However, rumor has it, from unofficial statements from government sources, that it is very unlikely that the Indian government will completely outright ban cryptocurrencies in the country, and that they are looking to deem cryptocurrency as commodities instead of currency, similar to US legislation, which would apparently make it easier to form effective regulation, and such a stance would also find the support from the Indian Central Bank. But for now, and until clear regulation comes out in India, the industry there has been brought to a grinding halt. Is there any good news today, you might ask yourself? Well, let's continue with some positive news from Binance. As you may have heard from Malta, is trying to position itself as a cryptocurrency and blockchain-friendly jurisdiction, and it has passed laws to make this possible in the country. This is one of the reasons that Binance Exchange is opening an office on the island, is aspiring to start with a fiat-to-crypto exchange from there as well, and is already investing in startup programs in Malta. Now there will be another project on Malta, which is supposed to be the world's first decentralized bank that will be based on blockchain technology, will be community-owned, and will issue its own legally binding equity tokens. It is called the Founders Bank and is in the process of obtaining a banking license from the Malta government. Binance has agreed and confirmed to be investing in this project by acquiring 5% in Founders Bank, being roughly an $8 million investment. Other news from Australia comes from another crypto bull. An Australian crypto trader believes that the value of one Bitcoin will surpass the value of one share of Warren Buffett's company Berkshire Hathaway. Buffett has been an outspoken Bitcoin bear, and the Australian trader, however, believes that this flippening will happen before end of year 2023, and he is trying to place a bet of $6.3 million at a bookmaker. The price of a Berkshire Hathaway share is currently around $280,000, while Bitcoin is still around a little above 6,000. If the bet is accepted and he would win the bet, the trader would make a profit of around $880 million. I would say I hope he wins that $880 million because all of us Bitcoin hodlers would make a nice gain too. I do think that the trader is also going to win if Berkshire shares crash below Bitcoin's value, whatever that may be until the end of 2023. Okay, last but not least is some adoption news. The BAT token-powered Brave browser, co-developed by the inventor of JavaScript, has announced that they have reached over 3 million active users in its relatively short existence. They also expect to reach 5 million users before the end of this year, And also, they are in the top 10 of free communication apps for its Android browser in more than 20 countries, including the US. Brave Browser is a privacy-focused browser that by default blocks ads and instead gives verified publishers like websites and YouTube channels the ability to receive micro-donations in BAT tokens from their visitors. These tokens are now monthly distributed through $5 BAT giveaways to new Brave Browser users into their built-in BAT or BAT browser wallet. So far, 18,000 publishers are now Brave verified publishers. Also, there is a creator referral program for publishers that refer people to use Brave Browser, and they may be eligible for a $5 BAT referral fee. The success of Brave Browser is a positive because it could contribute to the ecosystem of BAT token, but also the cryptocurrency awareness of Brave users that are still outside the crypto communities. I think that was it for today's episode of BFB Crypto News Flash. Join us tomorrow again for our daily crypto news digest. And if you want to get notifications when we have our next episode, so you can stay up to date with the latest crypto news, subscribe and click the bell button. Also, stay with us and be sure to watch one of our other videos next. For now, I wish you all a great rest of your day. Take care and see you all next time.